it's going to go from here. It is 7 o'clock WMAL News coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Three U.S. Special Operations troops have been killed, two others wounded, in the African nation of Niger.
U.S. Africa Command says the forces were with a joint U.S. and Nigerian patrol near the border with Mali when they started taking hostile fire. The U.S. has maintained a presence in the northwest African country with small groups of special ops forces advising local troops as they battled two terrorist groups, the ISIS-affiliated Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda's North African branch. Officials say the U.S. commandos were likely attacked by Al-Qaeda fighters. It comes after American drones hit ISIS fighters in neighboring Libya twice within a week in late September. Two American troops wounded in the attack are said to be in stable condition. Scott Carr, Washington.
A new Washington Post poll finds Democrat Ralph Northam now leads Republican Ed Gillespie by 13 points just weeks before the election for governor of Virginia. But the poll also reveals that support for each candidate may be soft. One out of four voters say they could still change their mind. In Las Vegas, the big question is still, why? Why did Stephen Paddock amass a collection of guns and explosives? Why did he open fire on an outdoor concert last Sunday? Little by little, investigators are finding nuggets of information.
Authorities now looking into what happened last October that led the killer to begin stockpiling 33 firearms within the last year. Police also discovering 50 pounds of explosives and 1,600 rounds of ammunition in the killer's car parked in the hotel's valet.
Correspondent Jean Casares, a young woman who was originally from Anne Arundel County, is one of the nearly 500 people injured in the Vegas shootings. 27-year-old Tina Frost was shot in the head, says family friend Amy Klinger.
Tina is stable, but still critical. She had a CAT scan that showed that there was no additional swelling to her brain, and they are hoping in the next day or so to start to test and reduce the amount of work the ventilator is doing even further down to see if she is able to continue to breathe on her own.
Tina Frost lost her right eye and remains in intensive care. D.C.'s strict concealed carry gun law is apparently history. NBC4 is reporting that D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine will announce today that he's decided not to appeal a federal court ruling that the city's new law violates Second Amendment protections for D.C. residents. A Northern Virginia man is scheduled to be in court this afternoon, charged with making racist threats directed at Howard University.
John Edgar Rust of Alexandria has been charged in federal court with transmitting threats over the internet. According to an FBI affidavit, Rust posted his threat to a chat board in November of 2015, concluding it by saying, quote, "After all, it's not murder if they're black," end quote. The affidavit states investigators traced the threat to a Panera restaurant in Alexandria. Agents then determined Rust's computer was connected to the restaurant's Wi-Fi, and he made a restaurant purchase that day on his credit card. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A judge in Charlottesville has ruled that a state law protecting war memorials does apply to Charlottesville's statue of Robert E. Lee, but the judge also wants more proof that the statue of a single historical figure counts as a military monument protected by that state law. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,662, the NASDAQ at 65,35. Sports: Arizona wins the National League wildcard game tonight. The AL Division Series begin. NHL, the Caps open their regular season tonight in Ottawa. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to think like I do. You don't have to conclude what I do. But please do think for yourself.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to iTrustFrank.com.
Saturday, October 14th from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants celebrates its fall festival. Bring the entire family out for a day of face painting, pumpkin decorations, train rides, animals, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 coming southbound near 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. That's for crews still dealing with the crash. It had been over to the shoulder, then had a lane blocked again. So watch for that stop and go as you come out of Clarksburg. Get a little bit of a gap, and then you'll hit it slow again from 370 onto the 270 spur. The Beltway outer loop slows as you approach 270 past Old Georgetown Road and emerge onto the Beltway toward River Road. Topside from College Park to Silver Spring slow. Earlier, we had a medical emergency. Looks like that's been resolved. Oh boy, 14th Street Bridge. Long-standing incident involved a motorcyclist. Crews tell me at the scene here. Still two right lanes get by the scene of the crash and delays pretty much back to the Beltway for our 395 northbound ride. And it is a solid lineup, as is the George Washington Parkway, to merge into those backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. Weak front comes through. Really doesn't change anything much. Clouds, sunshine, even warmer than yesterday. 84. Tonight, 64 outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Partial clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 85. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Haymarket, 53 in Rockville, 60 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. An FBI official says they should have seen the Russian election tampering coming. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Listening to WMAL. Thank you for doing that. At 7:35 this morning, Representative Mike Rogers, a former congressman and the former chair of the House Intel Committee, going to break down his reaction to the wandering Russia investigation, yielding very few details yesterday, so hopefully we'll get a couple more answers out of him, how he views all of this. Joe Concha joins us at 8:05 from the Hill to break down the press in a way that only Joe Concha can do it. And then at 8:35, Chuck Ross of the Daily Caller with more insight into the Russia investigation. That guy is a student of this. We'll ask him to turn in his paper this morning. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Joining us now is Mallory Quigley. She is the spokesperson for the Susan B. Anthony List, and she's going to be speaking today at Senator Graham's press conference. Mallory, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning, Mary and Vince. It's so great to be with you.
So you will be there today speaking at Senator Graham's press conference, where he's going to introduce this 20-week abortion ban bill, also known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. He's going to introduce it in the Senate. Do you have any hopes of this going anywhere in the Senate?
Well, it's been there before. This is the second time that he's introducing it, and last time it obviously failed, but we did get three Democrats, Senators Casey, Donnelly, and Manchin. So I'm not going to, there's no way to get around it. The 60 vote threshold is certainly a challenge. But we've got so many Democrats up in 2018 in states where the president won, in states where this legislation is very popular. And now that they have to face the voters, who knows? I mean, this is something that Senator McCaskill, Senator Heitkamp, it's very popular in their states. They ought to vote for it. They haven't before, but we're hopeful. But this is really following a similar trajectory to the partial birth abortion ban. That took 15 years, start to finish, to become federal law. And all the while, states were passing their own versions. 20 states have done the Pain Capable bill now. So there is definitely momentum building.
Republican Whip Senator John Cornyn was actually asked about this bill on Monday and asked if the Senate would take up the legislation. And at that point, he said the following, quote, "That's not a near-term priority." Mm-hmm. Is this one of those bills that just shows up in the Senate as a show bill, but the leadership never takes it seriously? And are you concerned that they're not going to bring this to the floor when Cornyn says something like that?
Well, that was certainly frustrating. I'm sure that he must have meant like that day in terms of near-term priority. This is definitely something that Leader McConnell has expressed support for, and has he understands that not only is this smart policy, it's compassionate policy. We've got to get the United States off the list of only one in seven nations that allow abortion after this point. I mean, we're in the same club as China and North Korea, okay? And that's really disturbing to me, and should be, it is to the majority of Americans that learn that. But it is also very, very smart politics. This is something that in those 20 states that I mentioned before, a third of all the Democratic state legislators that have had to vote on it, a third of them have supported it. It's popular among millennials, women in higher numbers than men, Hispanics, all groups, including traditional Democrat voter groups. So this is something that even if politics is your only concern, you should bring this bill up. If only to put people on the record, so that we can talk about it in 2018 as we're going door to door.
I should point out that I guess he was asked about this as well. It may have been early in September, and he said that he at that point he was open to moving a 20-week abortion ban in the Senate at some point. John Cornyn. You know, either way, kind of like seeing that this is like a question at all right now. If Republicans fail to, if leadership fails to bring this up for a vote, what will your message to the Republicans be?
Well, they're already in a tough spot with us, I'll tell you that, on defunding Planned Parenthood and their failure to pass the healthcare reform bill. I mean, it's the pro-life grassroots. You talk about pro-life volunteers during an election, they're the most dedicated volunteers to these pro-life Republicans' campaigns. And we did our part in last year to send a pro-life president to the White House to keep our pro-life majorities in Congress. And it will be very difficult to rally the base in 2018 and beyond if Republicans can't deliver on some of these promises. Donald Trump has promised to sign this bill. He wrote a letter to pro-lifers saying that he would defund Planned Parenthood. So that, you know, that legislation's been stalled getting to his desk. But I'll be honest, Leader McConnell has been very forthright about this legislation, and I would encourage all pro-life listeners to call Senator Cornyn's office and ask him for clarification. I'm confident that this bill will come to the floor.
Ian, one of the things, and Vince and I were discussing this before you came on, one of the things that frustrates me so much is the Republicans' inability to take control of the message. If this were something that the Democrats were pushing for, I would be inundated with messaging, whether it's ads, whether it's senators rushing to the microphone about, and it wouldn't be called a 20-week, it would be called a 5-month, Vince did the math, a 5-month bill, because I think that, you know, that resonates more with people. People know how old a 5-month-old is, you know, that resonates more. They would be rushing to the microphones to talk about how these children feel pain, and they would be so graphic about it, and they would be so hammering this home to make it impossible for someone to vote against this. Why can't the Republicans do that? This, if this dies, it's going to die with a whimper. I mean, no one's going to even notice if this bill dies.
I certainly agree with you. We want to build up strong leaders on this issue, and it has taken a while, but on Tuesday night, there was a line on the House floor of members waiting to speak on this. Do I wish they would speak on it all the time and not just during the debate? Absolutely. But has their messaging gotten stronger? Yes, it has. And you're spot on. I mean, we're putting a face to this legislation. Micah Pickering is a little boy from Iowa. He was born at exactly the point in time where abortions would be impacted from this legislation. He's 5 years old, started kindergarten this week, and they're calling it Micah's Law. So I think that's so important. You can go to the Susan B. Anthony List website and see pictures of him. I know that Senator Graham will have a picture of him today at the press conference. You're absolutely right. But one of the things that's been encouraging to me as a pro-life advocate is that we've had 3 votes on this in the House, 2 in the Senate. Every time, leadership gets stronger, more courageous. Leader McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, you know, establishment folks are, came out for this yesterday, or I'm sorry, last week. Leader McCarthy did another press conference announcing the vote in the House. So, and Senator Lindsey Graham, he never misses an opportunity to bring this bill up, whether he's interviewing, questioning Judge Gorsuch, or on the news. Like, he's talking about the pain that these babies feel. I mean,
Mallory, with just 10 seconds left here, would you tell us how important is the president's support for this? They released a statement in support of the bill.
It is critical to have the president's support, and what a difference, an election makes. It's so encouraging to finally have a president in the White House that's going to sign this legislation when we do get it to his desk, because that will happen.
All right, Mallory, thank you so much for joining us. Mallory Quigley, spokesperson for the Susan B. Anthony List, and you'll see her today at Senator Graham's press conference. Have a great day, Mallory.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us. 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Finally, a change, and a change for the best. Here, everything is gone on the 14th Street Bridge. Had a long-standing crash. The last of the vehicles, emergency crews, have just left, so all lanes are now open. However, it was like this for some time, so essentially from the Beltway, I'm seeing very little break, and for Shirlington, solid lineup. And, of course, everyone that gets onto the 14th Street Bridge off of the George Washington Parkway delays each direction there, so just so you knew. Now, on the inner loop of the Beltway, once you come off of 95, if you're heading toward Annandale, the crash had been near Braddock Road. They were clearing that to the shoulder through West Falls Church. Still dealing with this. In fact, coming off of the Beltway exit ramp, seeing 50 Arlington Boulevard slowdowns toward Graham Road at Allen Street. That's where the crash involved a dump truck. So hefty delays there. Even westbound, seeing a little bit of volume through that stretch. Let's go on to 95 Maryland from the ICC to merge onto the outer loop of the Beltway through Silver Spring, and then from 270 past Old Georgetown Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 84. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 64. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a tiny bit warmer with a high near 85. Currently in our nation's capital, 59 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Some more news for you out of Las Vegas, as the sheriff there takes to the microphone last night to do a press conference. A couple of things about what was going on in the mind of this madman and trying to figure out what the motive is here. He kind of explored the fact that Paddock may have had help. There's no clear indication, by the way, that he had an accomplice. But the sheriff did explore the theory and said his suspicions are raised.
Look at this. I mean, you look at the weapon obtaining, the different amounts of tannerite available. Do you think this was all accomplished on his own? Self-value, face value. You got to make the assumption he had to have some help at some point.
So he thinks that there may have been some help here, given how sophisticated he thought this all was.
Yeah, interesting. He knows far more than you or I know.
Right.
I'm not in law enforcement, so I have to go with what he says and what his gut feelings are. I just think there's so much unknown. Here's the other thing. I'm sorry, but when we have these other events, shooting somebody with a truck, whatever it happens to be, we seem to know the motive post-haste.
What are you suggesting, Mary Walter?
I just don't think they're telling us right now, for whatever reason, and I'm okay with that. I don't think we have to know everything right away. I'd rather see a thorough investigation, and if a thorough investigation means that they don't tell us
yes.
right away, I'm okay with that.
And it might even be useful in some way to the investigation to be discreet for now.
Exactly.
Although, the impression I was left with is that the sheriff doesn't feel like he's any closer to knowing the motive, but he said that the FBI might, based on all the interviews right. that they did yesterday. Also, this idea, you'd think a guy who brought all these weapons into the room and started opening fire on a crowd like that and would, of course, expect a police response. He wouldn't expect to get out of something like that alive, would he? Well, the sheriff seems to think that he thought he'd survive it.
You suggested that after he saw the security guard that his concern became himself. Did you see any evidence that he planned to survive this or try to escape?
Yes.
Can you tell us what that is?
What's that?
I can't tell you.
Whoa. Talk about just
that. I can't tell you.
Rolling out a rhetorical hand grenade. Be like, yeah, you guys can deal with it later. I guess we'll find out at some point what that means. But right now, he's saying, yeah, I've seen evidence that he planned to survive and escape. What? Well, that's new information.
I don't think it's that weird for someone who is clearly that disturbed to think that they would survive.
Yeah, I just wonder how you know. Weird. I wonder how you know that he expected to survive.
Could have been in the car filled with the Tannerite.
Maybe the car was running or something. Who knows?
Would have been running for
He left the keys in the ignition.
May I just say something here before you go on?
Please.
Please stop. People, stop sending me all these conspiracy theory stuffs. You don't know. These people who are online and they say, married, look at this, and they tag me all these. You don't know. None of us know. This conspiracy theory stuff is, you're going way far afield. And especially when we have so much information that is missing, you can't jump to these conclusions. And I have a tinfoil hat and I'll polish it when necessary.
She's wearing it right now.
No, but this is not that time right now.
Yeah,
these
I know.
Conspiracy theories that are everywhere.
Send me your theories, okay? I like theories. Because a good working theory. I'll take a look at it, see if there's anything to it. Speaking of one of those theories, there was this idea that there was a note seen on the stand. People looking at the photos, a theory that there was a suicide note actually left behind. There was a pen, a piece of paper in one of the photos. Lombardo, the sheriff, saying yesterday, no suicide note was found. Okay, so just rule that out. There was no suicide note found. But again, people kind of trying to figure out what's going on. And of course, people are fundamentally curious about this.
May I ask you a question?
Please.
Okay, so the video, because this is a question that I've had. He was running video of this. Now, I thought that it was recorded and people could, this would be evidence for them to go back to. But apparently it was a live feed.
That's according to the sheriff.
Where was it being fed? Do we know? Who was watching this?
I believe.
Who was this for?
Now we're getting into territory I'm not certain on in terms of what they said. I think he had a tablet nearby or something. He was able to see it from his vantage point in the room. He was watching feeds.
He was watching himself. So this is all for him.
No. He wasn't watching himself. He was watching his perimeter.
Right. But I mean of in the room.
Yes,
he was videotaping in the room, which I would think, if he had some kind of manifesto or something to say, it would just be on the video.
Right. It was to his benefit. In a moment, I want to share with you another story here, and it's about the people with whom the President of the United States visited yesterday.
Okay.
There's a touching story here, and one you're going to want to hear. 722 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
All right, you have a family, or even if you just live by yourself, you want to be safe. I think that's natural that we all want to be safe. Most homeowners, I think, believe that it is their responsibility to make sure that their door's locked when they leave the house in the morning. It's your responsibility if you want to leave your porch light on in the evening, right? You take responsibility. At least I do. The buck stops right here for me when it comes to my safety. And I also look for the right person to do the right job. So that's why I want to tell you about Ackerman Security. I recommend them for you to keep your home safe. Ackerman Security Systems, they have been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know this. You know what? The criminals know this. I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America that actually guarantees against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their home safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest. Just go to notheftguarantee.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Notheftguarantee.com.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Are you buying or selling your home and want to put more money in your pocket? That's easy. Just reduce your agent's commission. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service listing makes more money for our clients, over $10 million so far. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com, and you too can make more money with Wilson. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, backing near Route 5, off and onto the bridge span. If you're heading 295 northbound, now with the delays to take you up toward the Naval Research Lab, scene of the crash that authorities are responding to. In case you missed it, we had a long-standing accident on the 14th Street Bridge. It's now cleared, but delays pretty much back to the Capitol Beltway and on the George Washington Parkway. Each direction of 27 Washington Boulevard seeing slowdowns. And if you're heading up toward Fort Myer, that's right where 50 merges on. So we're dealing with the crash there causing that extra slowdown. Coming off the Beltway, 50 Arlington Boulevard with the accident before you get to Graham Road. Still under police direction here. Last check, so do be careful. For 270 southbound out of Urbana, off and on down onto the 270 spur. You're hitting those brakes. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. And we all need that. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Boy, we continue to heat it up. A mix of clouds and sunshine, most likely making it into the middle 80s as we get into this afternoon. Well above the average high of 72. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 59 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
Yesterday, one of the most kind of stunning moments is this video that comes out of Thomas Gunderson. He's one of the people who was injured in the shooting. And there's a video that's been shared on social media, and we're going to posting it to our morning show page this morning on WMAL.com. He was injured, of course, in the shooting, and he got to meet Melania Trump and President Trump. The first to walk into the room, the audio is going to be a little difficult to hear, but Melania walks into the room and asks him how he is. And he's so overtaken by all of this that he decided to stand for the despite his injuries, for both the First Lady and the President. And then the President walks in behind him, behind as well. See if we can hear this audio. Go for it. Hi, Thomas. How are you? Are you feeling okay? Can you imagine like being shot and then all of a sudden the beautiful Melania Trump walks into your hospital room and it's like, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? And he's like, oh my God, it's Melania Trump. What's going on in my life? So he like stands up to meet her and the president. And the president was obviously really nice to him. He said, hey, this guy looks tough to me. Gunderson posted the video on social media and said the following, quote, I will never lie down when the president of this great country comes to shake my hand. There may be plenty of issues in this country, but I will always respect my country, my president, and my flag. Wow.
He said, shot in the leg or not, I will stand to show my president the respect he deserves. And it was so cute because in the beginning, before Melania came in, he was fixing his hospital gown. Because, you know, there's a way to fix that to make it look good. He's trying to straighten himself up for the First Lady and the president.
If all that doesn't send you a message about patriotism, you're clearly not thinking this through. 7:28 here on WMAL.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis. I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 755 Texas.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, October 16th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
Coming up is Mike Rogers, the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Get your shot at $1,000. 4 times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Three U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers have been killed in an apparent ambush by suspected Islamic militants in the African nation of Niger. Two others were wounded. Just a month before the election for governor of Virginia, a new Washington Post poll gives Democrat Ralph Northam a 13-point lead over Republican Ed Gillespie. But the poll also finds that 1 out of 4 voters say they might still change their minds. Detectives in Las Vegas continue to gather clues as they try to piece together the why of last Sunday night's shooting rampage.
Authorities say they want to learn this man's intent. They say they have multiple leads all over the country and around the world. They are asking the country to have patience. The shooter's girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, breaking her silence after being interviewed by the FBI. Law enforcement is saying the girlfriend is cooperating. She is not a suspect. She is not in custody. And we're learning more about the killer, that he was a wealthy gambler, and he allegedly told a real estate agent that he gambled about $1 million every year.
Correspondent Gene Casares. D.C.'s attorney general reportedly will announce today that the city is not going to appeal a federal court ruling throwing out D.C.'s law on concealed carry gun permits. NBC4 is reporting that Carl Racine has decided not to ask the Supreme Court to weigh in on it. This year's Nobel Prize for Literature goes to British novelist Kazuo Ishiguro. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,662, the NASDAQ at 65,35. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Diamondbacks win the National League wildcard game. The American League Division Series begin tonight in Houston and Cleveland. NHL, the Caps open the regular season on the road tonight in Ottawa. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. We always knew that you guys were the best, but would you believe over 550 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's actually not surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call them today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yeah, you know the one, it's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of it for you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I had the same fears about having LASIK surgery as everyone else. I didn't want someone sticking anything in my eyes. What put me at ease was the fact that Dr. Mark Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. I noticed new benefits every day. My distance vision is great and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through D.C., 295 northbound as you merge off the Beltway. Just a solid lineup here. But DDOT crews tell me, the crash is in the southbound direction. Brief southbound delays with the left side getting by, but northbound, you can see all the activity. That's why we have those major backups there. To the Wilson Bridge, your delays off and on from near Route 5. Get to the bridge span. Out of Virginia, just a little bit of volume now on the approach to the bridge as well. On the 14th Street Bridge, had an earlier crash. It's been cleared, but delays most of the way from the Beltway and the George Washington Parkway. You get hit with those delays as well. For the George Washington Parkway, you should come out of McLean just south of 123 and off and on down toward the Key Bridge are bunched up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too many complaints here as we head through this Thursday, staying very warm. It's like we'll get into the middle 80s, and it looks like we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine. Record high for the date, though, is 96. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Leesburg, 48 in Bowie, 59 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It's Thursday. You're almost there. Joining us at 8:05, Joe Concha from The Hill with this week's Media Madness. He'll wrap that up for us. And at 8:35, Chuck Ross from The Daily Caller on the progress being made by the Senate Intelligence Committee in that Russia investigation. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnese.
Hey, good morning. We're a pleasure being joined now by former Congressman Mike Rogers, the former chair of the House Intel Committee. He joins us every so often on Mornings on the Mall, including this morning. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, thanks for lowering your standards and let me come back.
Oh, I can't help it. Believe me, I lowered the standards around here enough. So you're an improvement. Thank you. I want to ask you about the findings or lack thereof of the Senate Intel Committee. Yesterday, Mark Warner, Richard Burr come out, and they have all these statements to make over a period of time. And basically what they've told us is, we're still investigating. We've done a lot of interviews. Give us time. How much time do we need to give them, do you think?
Well, it depends. It seemed to me, being the former FBI guy that I was, two interesting things. One, they said they were waiting for some information that they wouldn't necessarily have access to now, meaning I think they're waiting for the special counsel investigation to move forward. Thought that was pretty interesting. The fact that they agreed with the intelligence assessment, the intelligence community assessment, on the Russians' interest in trying to influence the election, didn't say that it did. It just said that it was trying to do that. And then lastly, that they stopped on the Comey memos indicating that there is likely some criminal action being investigated in relation to the Comey memos. And it could be an administrative angle, or in fact, it could be from Comey himself. They didn't make that very clear, which I found pretty interesting.
Did they give a sense? I don't remember yesterday. Did they give a sense of who the investigating body was that was kind of precluding them from having any more conversations about
this? It would
have
been they didn't say, but I presume it was the special counsel.
Okay. So, I look at this from the perspective of a lot of Republicans, and I'm not sure if this is the case, and I'd like to get your sense of this, that as this thing has dragged on for many, 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 many months now, and we've gotten very few pieces of information. In fact, yesterday yesterday, that Trump dossier that everybody's been talking about that sort of was at the root of much of this, continues to be skeptically looked at by the Senate Intel Committee. They're not quite sure of its credibility, they're saying yesterday. After all of this, don't you kind of feel the Republicans have been just used as pawns in a political move against the president here?
Well, two things. This is what I think happened. I mean, the Democrats want this to be the reason that their candidate lost for president. They cannot even fathom that Donald Trump is president of the United States at all. It just sends them into orbit. They have, like, huge counseling bills, the whole nine yards. The problem comes in this. The Russians have been trying to interfere with U.S. elections and U.S. psyche for 50 years. And so they scored some big points in it. And one of the ways they did it is by trying to exacerbate the race differences in the United States, inflame that. We know they've done it before. They used to do it before social media. Now they're doing it now with social media. And it's dangerous. It doesn't mean that your candidate lost because of the Russians. And then I think this is where the Republicans make their mistake. Oh, nothing to see here. Move along. The Russians had nothing to do with it. The real answer is that, hey, listen, we need to worry that the Russians tried to get into 21 states voting, being able to impact the tallies in 21 states. They tried to do it. It doesn't matter. They don't care about Republicans. They don't care about Democrats. They pretty much hate us all universally. And we as Americans should be concerned about the level of what they call Russian active measures. And so really we need to get it out of the politics that, you know, my guy won because he won and no, your guy won because of the Russians. All of that needs to go away. It was really candidly at this point irrelevant. Had pretty senior FBI guys come out yesterday and say, guess what, people? They're still at it. They don't care. I mean, they're still at it. They're still trying to divide us. They're still trying to sow chaos. That's what we should be worried about.
But they're doing, sorry, one last thing on this. They're doing it through free speech, though. I mean, not that they're entitled to the constitutional protections, but what it sounds like is they're buying advertisements. In the Washington Post, they run inserts, or they have in the past, inserts from the Chinese and Russian governments. This is like something that we've been aware of for many, many years. All of a sudden, that sort of like activity is considered well beyond the bounds of decency?
Well, I mean, ads are one thing. Certainly the inserts. By the way, the Chinese do the same thing.
If yes.
You've seen the big Chinese inserts. RT Television is an arm of the Russian state, right? It's used for propaganda. And by the way, when you see it overseas, it's constantly fanning the flames about how bad America is.
Right.
And so all of that continues to go on. Not a lot you can do about it. But when you have a foreign state try to get into our electoral voting systems themselves, we presume for the purpose of either changing vote tallies or, you know, causing lack of confidence in
vote
tallies. Yeah,
that's an issue, yes.
That's an issue. And so they're not going to go away at that. This whole, you know, the whole advertising and all of that, that's going to continue. I don't see how that slows down. But you really don't want foreign nation states trying to influence the election. And that, again, this is where it gets into politics. Democrats want this the reason to be they lost. Republicans just don't want to deal with the fact that, hey, I got bad news for you. The Russians did try to influence the election. I don't know if it had an impact. I don't think it did. I think the Democrats just had a god-awful, horrible candidate.
Just two things here. Yesterday, Senator Burr said that the committee continues to look into all evidence to see if there was any hint of collusion. We'll discuss preliminary findings, but we don't have any. So they don't have anything as far as Russian collusion goes, which was the point of this to begin with. And he also said that Christopher Steele won't even meet with them. So is there a point for them to continue this if they know there was no Russian collusion with the Trump administration, which was what they were tasked with finding out? And my second question is, how does someone just tell the Senate Intelligence Committee or House Intelligence Committee, like, no, sorry, not getting involved in this?
Oh, well, he's a foreign national living in, I think he's in London. So, you know, the Senate, you know, has pretty good reach here, and those subpoenas mean something, but not in London.
But now, what about Fusion GPS? They're here.
I'm sorry?
Fusion GPS is here.
Well, that's true. I mean, when there's other ways to get at this information, I did think it was very odd the way they tried to lay out, you know, well, we just can't get them, and we tried, and boy, they won't talk to us, and our feelings got hurt. It was really an odd way to try to get somebody who should participate in an investigation to do it. There are other ways to do it, including making sure that they're that when he does arrive in the United States, he could get served with a subpoena would be one way, and going after certain financial issues and other things to get that information
yes.
brought in, where he would feel compelled at some point to start wanting to come in.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways to do it other than, candidly, sounded a little whiny to me about why the guy wouldn't cooperate.
All right,
but I agree with you.
Mike Rogers.
Not a lot of information. That's something that tells me, me a lot as
it's,
well.
And it's very frustrating as an observer and as an American. Mike Rogers, we'll have to leave it there, but we'll have you back soon to discuss this because apparently it's not going to end anytime soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
7:45 here on WMAL.
And that means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, and it's first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Happy Friday Eve, Jamie.
Oh, man, that sounds good. And I know everyone driving in this crazy rush hour, it's been very challenging this morning. It's happy to hear Friday Eve. North on Interstate 95 to 395. Here's what we've had. Northbound crash near the Beltway. That's been cleared, but we still have a lot of heavy delays as a result. Then you're in a continuous backup. Essentially, it was to the 14th Street Bridge where we had a longstanding crash. But now, an accident in the backups in Landmark. And as I'm talking about it, VDOT crews are moving the cameras around here. So it's going to be 395 North once you merge off of Duke Street right in that area. That's where they're sending fire and rescue units. HOV lanes, you're doing okay. All right, let's go Maryland for 270 in Urbana, Hyattstown slowing. Clarksburg all the way down onto the 270 spur, slow. Through Colesville, we had slowdowns if you're heading down toward White Oak, southbound on New Hampshire Avenue, south of Randolph Road. Looks like we had an incident reported in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too many complaints here as we head through this Thursday, staying very warm. It's like we'll get into the middle 80s, and it looks like we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine. Record high for the date, though, is 96. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 59 degrees at 746 on WMAL.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Could you be my nasty girl?
All right, nasty girl. So you remember, like, when you go back to the campaign, Trump calling the Hillary Clinton a nasty woman. Well, he's been at it again. Remember, he said the mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats, you must be nasty to Trump. Well, now San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz was on an interview here, and I don't speak Espanol, but here she is in Spanish on Univision yesterday morning. Look, listen to this for like a second.
Y número dos, los que dicen eso son los que tienen la óptica.
Now that's Spanish. I'll let you just, somebody else can tell me what she's saying here. But she is wearing a shirt on the interview that says nasty. It's a black shirt with white letters emblazoned across it. It just says nasty written across here. So while everyone's dying, in her words, in Puerto Rico, she's having T-shirts zazzled that say things that the president tweeted.
Well, I wonder if, Heather Hunter here brought up the point. I wonder if she owned that, because remember after Hillary Clinton, after President Trump did that, there was this whole, I'm a nasty woman. It was one of the, what's her name? One of the Judds. Not Winona, her sister, Ashley.
Ashley
Judd
right.
was up there in D.C. going, I'm a nasty woman. Right? And so those shirts that said nasty and nasty woman made the rounds.
Okay.
So she might have had it from that.
She's like, this follows, like, just the other day she was on with Anderson Cooper. She had another one of these shirts on, and on it said, help us, we are dying. So, like, what is she doing? She's missing the meetings. And she's spending on all of her time on the only internet access on the island designing T-shirts.
Well, does she have her own like T-shirt maker in her home, and she somehow has electricity? People are dying, and she has found someone to cobble together a customized T-shirt for her. Doesn't that just undermine her entire message of people are dying? People are dying, but I've had time to make a people are dying T-shirt.
Yeah. And then so she's wearing that nasty shirt, just the way Ashley Judd once said.
I am a nasty woman.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust. okay. Well, anyway, so Ashley Judd, that was her voice, and that did not endear me to you, Ashley. I'm not sure if what was the goal there. Maybe it was to drive me away, and it certainly worked.
Yeah, the great thing about that is I no longer watch any of her movies, so it saves me a lot of time. 749 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of October 16th, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:53, so let's check and see how your money is doing. Here's Morgan Brennan at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning. Well, the S&P 500 is on its longest win streak since May. Major indexes were all higher yesterday, hitting records at the close. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Google's new line of products includes smartphones, smart speakers, a laptop, and wireless headphones that can translate up to 40 languages in real time. Students who attended for-profit colleges were twice as likely or more to default on their loans than students who attended public educational institutions. That's from the National Center of Education Statistics. And is Black Friday dead? The Washington Post says fewer Americans than ever plan to shop on the day after Thanksgiving this year as people expect discounts year-round. Insurance companies are watching out for a new tropical depression that could strike the U.S. Gulf Coast as a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says it will become a tropical storm later tonight. Residents from Louisiana to Florida should keep an eye out on that. Morgan Brennan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that the kids are back at school, it's a great time to get your carpets back to clean with Zero Res. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. If you have a home or office, Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res clean. Stains and odors will be gone forever. Allergens will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Stop being embarrassed when friends or customers visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. A Zero Res clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, or grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. You'll get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather. It is every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Here we go around the Beltway for the rush hour. Commute Springfield toward Annandale. Crash had been cleared near Braddock Road. Get a little break and then you'll hit the slowdown near the toll road to the Legion Bridge. 66, it's just been about the volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. I haven't had anything reported along the way. Same story with the toll road through Herndon and Reston. Now, it's been a different story, 95, 395, several incidents, still in delays. First, Dale City toward Lorton, Newington to the 14th Street Bridge, jammed to the Wilson Bridge. We're back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. Weak front comes through. Really doesn't change anything much. Clouds, sunshine, even warmer than yesterday. 84. Tonight, 64 outside the Beltway. A little cooler. Partial clouds and sunshine tomorrow. 85. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense, and they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, we get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Or go online to MervisDiamond.com.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right. I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer. 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy,
I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Vince, could you please tell the people what is coming up
on WMAL? But of course, the President of the United States says, why isn't the Senate Intel Committee looking into the fake news? Joe Concha is going to break down all the activity on the fake news side of the house.
And we'll be joined by Chuck Ross from the Daily Caller, and he's going to go over the Senate Intelligence Committee and that Russia investigation.